Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck. Now that March has rolled around, many of us are beginning to long for spring, especially on days like today. But the snow is falling heavily and more bitter cold will follow it. That means sugar makers around the state are in a waiting game. Matt Gordon is the executive director of the Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
So I know sap was flowing briefly, but not much now. What's the average time for sugar making season to begin in earnest?
Well, we're definitely getting towards the at least later than we've seen lately. I've certainly heard plenty of people say we're now sort of experiencing an old fashioned Vermont winter here, where we're seeing sugaring not really get going yet. But past few years, we've definitely been started by now. Getting a little later, but I don't think anything to be too concerned about yet.
Well, we've got our buckets up and not a whole lot's happening. But if it were suddenly going to be, say, 37 degrees tomorrow, would the sap immediately start flowing, or do you need a few days of that warmer days, colder nights type of conversion to be going on?
A little bit depends on where you are and where your trees are located. The topography really does matter. If it gets a lot of southern-facing southern exposure and a lot of sun, might start flowing quicker than, say, on the northern side where it's going to be in shadow and not warm up quite as quickly.
And what are the ideal conditions for sugar making? What is the temperature differential that sugar makers are just praying for?
Yeah, we really want to see temperatures that are getting right down into the mid-20s probably at night, and then during the day warm up into the low 40s, mid-40s. And just kind of keep a steady cycle like that. The longer we just have days where it just gets into the 40s and goes back below freezing at night and doesn't have any, see any wild spikes up into the 70s or 80s like we did in 2012. We just want that steady, slow warm up.
And if the cold does stick around for a few more weeks, would there be a negative financial impact to having a later season? How does that impact the whole season or the season as a whole?
Really hard to say without knowing what the weather to come will look like. I mean, I guess maybe we need to get the eye in the sky team to give us a long range forecast here. But it just really depends on what happens. Obviously, the longer we go, the greater likelihood that we might have a shorter season comes into play. Our season is normally about 5 weeks long, 5 or 6 weeks. So. And in the past, even last year, I think some people were still collecting sap right up until about May 1st. So we're still within tolerance, I'd say.
Well, that's good news. This year, besides juggling weather, many sugar makers are starting to use the new syrup labeling system. And I suppose this means they'll have an extra few weeks to get the new label sorted out. How much of an issue has that been for some of the folks in the industry?
Well, I don't think it's been too much of an issue because we do have this one-year grace period where you will see new labeling, new grades, but you'll also see the old labels and grades that everyone's been used to for the past couple of decades. So I think this year has really been nice to have that year of change, year of transition, so that it's not just a sudden switch over. So I think we might actually, in some ways, even see a few more interesting issues next year when it's going to be mandatory.
And I just wanted to remind listeners what those new labels will be like.
Sure. Well, we've changed our grades to include a flavor descriptor, so that all four grades now will have a color and a flavor. So we have golden color with delicate flavor, amber color with rich flavor, dark color with robust flavor, and very dark with strong flavor. So a little different from our previous grades.
And we've heard, that all this cold weather, there might be a silver lining, that it might postpone the progress of some invasive species that might threaten maple trees. Are sugar makers keeping an eye on that?
Sure. Obviously, as they get out in the woods, and especially later in the season when they're cleaning up, when things are a little more active, when bugs are a little more active, we'll definitely be keeping an eye elsewhere. But that is one positive of the cold weather. just some of the invasive pests won't be quite as... Hopefully their populations won't be quite as big. And also just a little delay here actually gives people more time to get out in the woods and get all the taps and everything ready. So there is a silver lining.
There's a little good news there. Well, and there was some damage, I understand, to sugaring lines in the ice storm back in December. Have people mostly recovered from that?
Most people, I think, have been able to recover. In some cases, the damage was pretty significant, so recovery was a little more slow going there, unfortunately. But by and large, I think most people, you know, were able to kind of get things back up and running. And again, another couple of weeks to do so, it certainly didn't hurt them.
All right. Well, we'll all be eagerly anticipating this year's crop of maple syrup. Matt Gordon is the executive director of the Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.